Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Well, we've been getting a great deal of rain recently, and we'll be looking at more rain coming. And this rain is important to us because we need adequate amounts of rainfall to keep our plants happy. But we've been getting way too much rainfall recently, and too much rain can cause problems. Now, the major issue comes with the root system. You may not realize it, but the soil that the roots grow in has lots of air spaces in it, and the roots need to be able to absorb oxygen out of these air spaces. They breathe in the oxygen, and they breathe out carbon dioxide just like we do. Now, when it's been raining a lot, and it's been raining over many, many days, the soil gets saturated, and it stays saturated for an extended period. When the soil is saturated, it means that the air spaces in the soil are full of water instead of full of air. And this means that the root system of the plants growing in our landscapes, whether it's our trees or shrubs or flowers or vegetables or lawns, those roots will not be able to get the oxygen that they need, and that is unhealthy for the root system. Now, it's interesting, but what happens sometimes when the roots are flooded out like this is they may actually stop functioning. And you have the ironic situation of a plant in a really wet soil, you know, there's plenty of water there that actually will wilt, particularly after a rainy period when the sun comes out and it's bright and sunny. You may see plants wilting even though the soil is very wet. And the reason for that is that the roots have simply stopped functioning properly because they can't absorb the oxygen that they need. Now, this goes on long enough, it can actually cause the roots to drown. If it goes on even longer, the roots may begin to die as a result of root rot and pathogens that attack them. So this is not a good situation right now. Now, what saves us at this time of the year is the cool weather. Many of the plants in our landscapes are dormant right now, and the cooler weather that we have this time of the year prevents them from being so stressed out by the saturated soils. When we have this kind of weather in late summer from hurricanes, for instance, it can be far more destructive for our landscapes because the temperatures are hot, the fungal organisms are far more active, and the plants are awake and more susceptible to problems. So for right now, I think we're going to be okay. But let me remind you of an important gardening technique that we need to think about, and that is planting in raised beds. We know we will get periods of heavy rains like this over a long period of time at some point during the year. So when we garden here in Louisiana, we like to plant in raised beds, whether we're growing our flowers in flower beds, our vegetables in vegetable beds, even our shrubs. We tend to plant these in beds that are raised up about 8 to 12 inches above the surrounding soil. And that little extra height than the beds that we plant in provides a bit more drainage and allows our plants to do better. Rain will also beat up the flowers of plants, and if you've got bedding plants out like petunias or pansies with larger flowers, you're going to find that these will be beaten up by the rain. Don't despair. The plants will recover. You can pinch off those flowers if it's convenient and practical for you to keep the plants looking nice, but don't worry about that too much. These plants will produce lots more flower buds and lots more flowers. You may also see more fungal diseases on the foliage of plants this time of the year when we get this kind of rainfall, particularly look for your vegetables. If you begin to see leaf spots and things like that showing up on your vegetables, do make sure you get a good fungicide labeled for use on the types of vegetables that you're growing and use those regularly to make sure you keep those diseases under control. So we all have to pay attention to these kind of rain events. We plant in raised beds to make sure our plants can tolerate them. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.